Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about an ever-present God and realizing that there's no place to hide, and it's really not to our benefit to consider hiding from God, because He's always present. And whether it's our desire to hide or whether we just feel alone, there's wisdom in understanding the ever-present nature of God. And so we're kind of unwrapping parts of Psalm 139 this week as David writes and talks about his struggles and realizing that wherever he might go, whatever he might experience in life, God will always be there. And so today we're going to talk about God being ever-present from horizon to horizon. In other words, we can't outrun God by relocating ourselves. Psalm 139, verses 9 and 10 says, "If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast." As one that enjoys photographing sunrises and sunsets and all of the beauty in between, I read this psalm and I picture the distance between the east and the west. And on one hand, there's just a fine line. I turn one way and it's east. I turn the other way and it's west. But on the other hand, it's almost an inseparable continuum. But then we realize that if I keep heading east, I'll never reach west, no matter how far I go. And if I keep heading west, I'll never reach east. Not in the technical sense of the word. I'll end up in circles, back where I started and then back around yet again, but always going east or always going west, depending on which direction I began. And that's the concept when we read about God saying that He has removed our sins as far as the east is from the west. But when I think about God's presence from horizon to horizon, I think about our recent family trip to southern Utah, northern Arizona, the vast nature of the landscape out there with very few people, very little development, miles and miles and miles of no homes, no help if help was needed. One of the signs, it was like 150 miles to the next services, gas stations, food, anything that you might want along the highway. But to recognize, even as vast as that is, as desolate as it was at places, that God was already there before me. His presence was very much obvious. And when I think about life and this idea of God's presence from horizon to horizon, I think about, well, the variety of life, the breadth, the width, the life that we live that seems to constantly be moving. Sometimes we get the idea that if I do this or I do that, is God still there? And he tells us that wherever we go, however far, and it's one of the great promises that I continually come back to in Scripture, as God would promise his people and even warn them of what their life would end up like because of his knowledge of the nature of mankind, that they would stray, that they would wander off, that they would head out in their own direction, seeking to live life free of him. But the promises God would give, he would say, no matter where you end up, no matter how far you wander, no matter which direction you head, from horizon to horizon, in essence, from wherever you are, when you choose to turn and to seek me, you will find me. When you seek me with a whole heart. When I think of God's presence from horizon to horizon, I think of Jonah, called by God to preach a message of repentance to Nineveh. A message Jonah had no interest in sharing, a message Jonah had no desire to be a part of. And so he tries his best to head in the complete opposite direction, thinking if God is over there, then I will go over here. We tend to do that. You see someone that you want to avoid and you turn and go in a different direction. And I think we get so used to doing that that we almost believe we can do that with God. Jonah tried it and he found that God was at the other horizon as well. That God's presence was there waiting, anticipating, knowing exactly what Jonah needed. He needed a time out. He needed time to think about who God was and who he was. And recognizing that if I'm here, then God is with me. If I'm there, then God is with me. I think sometimes life experience happens and it moves us from this place to that place and we get all concerned about how I'll start over, how things will be here or how things will be there, and to grasp this promise of God. That he's present. That if I'm on the horizon of the dawn, God is with me. If I'm on the far side of the sea, which for them would have been the other direction, the west, God's hand would still guide him. And what an incredible promise as we live life, knowing that not only is God's presence everywhere, that it stretches the very width of our life, but his presence is a guiding presence. That at times will direct us, and that many times in my life will redirect us. And so today, as we pray, we consider what it looks like to see God in the width of our life, in the extremes, in the distant places, and not just, as we talked about yesterday with height and depth, not just the distant places literally, but the distant places in our life figuratively. The places that internally we feel separated from God. Internally, we feel separated from one another. We feel so far away from those around us, from God's presence from normalcy or reality. And God says, in the midst of all of those feelings, in the midst of all of what we go through, He's still there. And when life feels like we're being stretched as far as the east is from the west, it feels like there's no more that we can give. Know that from horizon to horizon in this world and in your life, God is there. We can look at that as from birth to death. The width of our life, the span that we live, God's presence is there. And we can be confident that as we continue that road, that not only will He never leave us nor forsake us, but He's gone ahead to prepare the way. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself. It has given us what we need to live life and life to the full. In the midst of the troubles of this world, You have overcome. And You show us the path to navigate the obstacles and the things that would shipwreck us. Because You've been there, and You are there. And Father, as we consider the vast nature of our life, which to us seems big at times, but to an eternal perspective, it's but a breath. And Father, may we live life with a greater awareness of Your presence wherever we are. No matter how far we have traveled, no matter how far we have lived this life, whether our travels and life has taken us nearer to You or further from You, You're still present. And God, today, help us to live life in a way that seeks Your guidance and follows it. And in those times that we realize that we're lost, may we recognize that You are the way home. God, as we celebrate here at Deer Run, what You have done over the years and what You are doing now and what You will do, may we do so with this awareness of Your presence from beginning to end, from horizon to horizon. And may we live life in a way that not only welcomes people home here, but prepares people to be welcomed home by You. May we share the good news. May we live the good news. And may Your presence guide us wherever we are. And God, today, may we be deliberate about lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.